We're going to play a game inspired by my daughter and the car ride I shared with her yesterday, where she was dropping a bunch of slang on me. And
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying. Let's say hi to Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you still have your 15-year-old with you?
I do.
All right.
All right.
Well, maybe this she'll be able
Could
to
be
help.
The ace in the pocket.
Yeah. So Jennifer's 5'3". She's blonde and she's married, has a few kids. So hopefully you'll be all up on this slang. For example, this is like an example. Like, what is a Chad? Is it A, stereotypical alpha male, admired or criticized for bold confidence? B, a shy person who avoids social situations? Or C, someone who prefers to stay out of the spotlight?
The first one.
Yeah, Chad.
Okay, so now we know how it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. You know, Jennifer's the one being quizzed.
Oh,
but
sorry.
It's okay.
I thought that I could jump in on the example.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. You ready for yours, Jennifer?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Pop culture slang quiz. What is a baddie? A, a shy person who avoids attention. B, a confident, stylish, attractive woman. Or C, someone who causes trouble everywhere.
B?
A baddie. You got it.
Yeah.
That's right. Confident, stylish, attractive.
My daughter throws that around a lot.
All right, you're doing good so far, Jennifer. Here we go. Next question. Slang quiz. What does Sigma describe? Sigma. Someone who always follows others. B, a person who avoids responsibility. Or C, a coolly independent, successful guy. Sigma.
I'm gonna guess A. My 15-year-old is saying she has no idea.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I've heard this tossed around, and I don't know. I can't tell from the context what it means.
I have zero idea.
Shouldn't slang at least have context?
Well, when
like
they
you
say
should
it,
be able
that's
to.
So Sigma. I don't understand what that means.
Well, okay. You said A. Someone who always follows other. That is not right.
Is it C?
A C, an independent, successful dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Jennifer's
so when
like,
my daughter
okay.
says, what the Sigma? She's not really using it right, is she?
Well, according to my research, no.
In the internet?
But I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, I don't know if she knows right. how she's what she's saying either.
Jennifer, next question. Here we go. Slang quiz. What does gas mean? What does gas mean? Excellent, awesome, or great? Boring or disappointing? Or old-fashioned and outdated? Gas. Slang. Today's
A.
slang. A, you got it. Yes. Excellent, awesome, great. Gas.
Gas. Really?
Yep.
Couple, why?
Two more.
I need to know why. Why does it doesn't make sense?
It's all right.
It's a whole new language. I don't understand.
All right, Jennifer, just okay. a couple more. Just a couple more. Here we go. Pop culture slang quiz. Here we go. What does aura mean in pop culture slang?
Aura. Okay.
A loud personality. B, a person's physical strength. Or C, someone's cool factor or stylish swagger. Aura.
What are we guessing? C?
It's C.
C? Yeah, your 15-year-old's on it. She knows.
And now we've got some YouTubers throwing out their own questions. What does Riz mean?
Listen, I got... That's off script! That's off script! Can... What does Riz mean? Here, ask your daughter. Ask your daughter what Riz means. It's charisma.
Charisma,
yes. Right? Yeah, charisma.
Swag charisma, yes.
That's funny.
I like that.
All right, yeah, the people that are streaming
They're
on...
like, I've got one.
I know. I'm going to ask you jokers a couple questions.
Fun.
All right, last question, Jennifer. It is the pop culture slang quiz. What does chopped mean? Chopped.
I feel like that's not a compliment.
Unattractive or undesirable? Very fashionable or extremely talented? A, B, or C?
A.
A.
Yeah.
Chopped. That's right.
Okay.
That person looks chopped. Well done.
Wow.
Well done, Jennifer.
That's
on
amazing.
On point with your pop culture slang.
Now, I need to know, like, who decided that we're speaking like that?
I don't know.
And
it's
made
a,
up these words.
It's a generational thing.
I know, but who started it?
I will say I asked my daughter permission to use clipped I was like, can I use this? Because that's another slang clipped. Like when you...
Oh, did she like use it in a sentence, well, like in your life?
Well, Kelly, you've been clipped so often.
What does that mean?
That means you've had your picture taken and you weren't ready and you're making a weird face. You've been clipped, right?
I've been clipped.
Hey, Jennifer, ask your 15-year-old. Am I right? I think I'm right.
She just got out of the car. But all right. I feel like that is right.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I was like, Zoe, can I comment I've been clipped? She's like, no, you cannot.
I don't have permission, sir.
I don't have Riz.
Use that language.
I don't have the Riz. Yes. Hey, Jennifer, thank you so much for playing. We got a prize for you, alright?
Alright, thank you.
Alright, hang tight.
And it's gonna be fire. Can we still say that? Is this still valid?
No.
No?
Not out of your mouth, not out of my mouth.
It's not whack. Where are our buttons again? I need the crickets. Okay.
All right, pop culture quiz on slang.
That was kind of riz-tastic.
You're chopped. 99.7 DJX.